Okay, that's fine. But this introduces the broken vessel, right? Which was important to what you were saying earlier, Will.
Yeah, the broken vessel is something that he gets from... It's always a question how you're supposed to pronounce this name, because if you say Walter Benjamin, you're saying the first word in English and then the second one in like a fake German accent.
That's true.
If you say Walter Benjamin, you sound like an idiot. And then if you say Walter Benjamin, you sound like an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, the norm seems to be to just say Walter Benjamin.
I'm sure Jake will have some sort of correction when he hears us say it.
The task, it's his essay, the iconic essay, The Task of the Translator. And this is interesting too. I don't really have much to say about it, but like Walter Benjamin is like a constant reference of Zizek's. Like,
yeah.
He's really one of the main references, I think, mm-hmm. that sustained through like all of his work.
I mean, the whole book Violence is basically a riff off of Walter Benjamin, mm-hmm. Divine Violence.
Another man with a failed entry into the academic system, about to do it all from the outside.
Yeah. And, you know, his taste in art aside, this is a good this is a good essay.
Nice. You know, he tried to kill himself with morphine, right? And then apparently just had like an agonizing, protracted death.
Shit. There is also a theory that he was like arrested by the Gestapo and killed.
Yeah.
Zizek's condensation of this essay is on this notion broken vessel. Zizek says, just as fragments of a vessel, in order to be articulated together, must follow one another in the smallest detail, but need not resemble one another. So instead of making itself similar to the meaning of the original, the translation must rather lovingly and in detail in its own language form itself according to the way of signifying of the original, and to make both recognizable as the broken parts of a greater language, just as fragments of the broken parts of a vessel. Which is a very beautiful rendering of translation, and it's also very different, I think, than what people typically think translation is, which is mm-hmm. just the bare kind of one-to-one, or as best you can, converting of one language into another.
Mm-hmm. And the idea that you can, that when newer translations come out, they're closer to the original. They've accessed something more,
yeah,
true,
because like,
about it.
Like, yeah, everyone's familiar with like the notion of like a bad translation and like a better translation. But I think what that misses is what Zizek is trying to point out here is like the translator's work has to remake the original brokenness of the primary text. So it's not about restoring the translated text to the unity of the primary text, since there's not a unity there to begin with. So like what translation lays bare is this original loss. And it becomes obvious in the way that a translation fails. Like it's in translation, there's like an inherent inability to return the text to this sense of completeness of the original language. And that kind of movement like speaks to the original loss at work in the original text. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to say, actually, the double meaning of the word original, of the original there. There's the original in terms of a text, if you're thinking about translation, but then there's kind of like an originary loss also. I don't know if that's an interesting point, but.
Well, that makes sense. Because like a bad translation produces a sense of there being like some kind of pure original text.
Yeah.
And a good translation produces some kind of universality.
Exactly.
Yeah. A brief aside that I wanted to pursue here. Zizek writes, pertaining to Benjamin, the movement described here by Benjamin is a kind of transposition of metaphor into metonymy. Instead of conceiving translation as a metaphoric substitute of the original, as a process of rendering its meaning as faithfully as possible, both the original and its translation are posited as belonging to the same level, as parts of the same field, in the same way that for Levi Strauss, the main interpretations of the Oedipus myth are themselves new versions of the myth. I thought that was interesting, referencing Levi Strauss there, where like he calls them a bundle of relations. that you kind of all the iterations of the myth, they become moments in the greater myth. Like the myth is itself something other than its manifestations, in that there can always be another one written, but is only ever kind of like manifested through them.
This is the structuralist point about languages and languages and language in general. There's languages in the sense of, you know, French, German, English, whatever, but then there's also language in general. And translation, I think, has something to do with language in general. Whereas we tend to think of it as languages. I have a fun anecdote if you guys want.